Good evening, Chairman Craven, Vice Chair Shanley, and distinguished members of the House Judiciary Committee. My name is Jeff Prostowski. I am a homeowner in Providence and a new father of a beautiful two-month-old baby boy. I want to raise him to be courageous and stand up for something when he knows it's right. The biggest difference in my life since becoming a father has been to wake up every morning with the feeling that my son is the most precious gift in my life, and how I wish his life to be long, healthy, and full of joy. The reason why I'm here tonight is to try to make sure that happens. With every gun death in this country, I think of the child who was ripped from this life too soon. Be they 6 years old, 16 years old, or 60 years old, they are still someone's child. I imagine the sorrow their parents must feel, and my heart breaks. It doesn't matter if a parent is 30, 50, or 80, their heart breaks just the same. 119,246, it's the Americans that were murdered with guns in the first 10 years of this century, 18 times all the American combat deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. If nearly 120,000 American deaths does not equate to a national crisis, then what does? What can be done to stop this? And how can I prevent my child from becoming another statistic? The law is what sees the bigger picture and sees how the actions of one affects the outcomes of the other. The law is what intercedes to say, yes, you can hunt with this gun, but not with this one, because this one is being used too often to take human life, someone's child, and we can't have that. In this way, we obey the law, because we trust that through its collective wisdom, it saves lives. Will a prohibition on a large capacity magazine significantly burden your self-defense? Will a prohibition on military-style assault weapons with detachable magazines significantly burden your hunting? Is it worth it when my child or any child might be killed by such a weapon by an unlawful user posing as a responsible gun owner? When I turn on the news and see a child killed in Newtown, Orlando, Charleston, Pittsburgh, I see that we are all connected in this. That if Sandy Hook is the left hand, then we in Rhode Island are the right hand. That if Parkland is the left ear, then we in Providence are the right. And all of these children are Americans just like us, part of the same body. Our circulatory system is our highways. Every state plays a vital part in the whole system functioning. And when one part of the body is sick, the whole body is affected. A distinguished Rhode Island lawmaker told me last week to stop, to give up, that the gun laws we have are good enough. But it's my belief that if any child dies next year in Rhode Island from a gunshot wound, and if we could have done something tonight in this room to save every one of those victims, but we chose to do nothing, then who are we to say that those victims of the future, you have my thoughts and prayers? Because that is a hallowed phrase for those who fight to save lives. But it is hollow coming from the mouths of those who don't have the courage to act and do what is right. I'm almost done. With respect to the power of the law before me to restrain the heartless and save lives, in light of the epidemic of gun violence in this country, in blessed memory of the victims of gun violence, I humbly ask that tonight we do something about it, that we have the courage to lead and make it harder for would-be violent, cruel, hate-filled murderers to get unusually dangerous guns and target our children by the passage of H5739, the ban on large-capacity magazines, H5741, the ban on assault weapons with detachable magazines, and H5762, the ban on guns in K-12 schools. Everyone says, thank heavens it's not my child. God forbid it was my own child. And then we tuck our kids into bed and kiss them on the forehead. But someone that day couldn't do that, came home to an empty house with a closet full of kids' clothes and a deathly silence. Something needs to be done. Thank you very much. I yield my time. Thank you.